Daryl's saying the quiet part out loud. I think everybody's saying the quiet part out loud. By the way, what's wild around the league coming up at 8:45? If you make the change, that's it. And I think a lot of people are perfectly fine with making the change. I do not believe they're going to make the change. I have zero defense on why to not make the change. Zero. Zero. I think they'll move on from Ken Dorsey before they move on from Deshaun Watson. I think that that might be the last card that they play. I think this will continue into Philadelphia. I don't know if he's going to play well against Philadelphia. And I don't know how well he's going to play overall, because honestly, the game he played against Vegas, it wasn't like he was top five against Vegas. It was like, hey, if he plays like that, he ain't going anywhere. That was not elite-level quarterback play. That was pretty good quarterback play.
I thought it was pretty good.
And I probably take some away from it because of what I just saw yesterday. Yesterday was terrible. And it's hard to say, it's hard to put a thumb on it, because I think a lot of people thought they had their smoking gun right there in the third quarter when he walked off the field. It wasn't what it seemed, even though to a lot of people it seemed what it seemed.
Not according to Joe Banner, apparently.
But at some point, what did Joe Banner say?
He said he still has people in the building.
Does?
And he's calling it that. From what he had heard, that Watson was just being a bad teammate.
Are they sending Joe the magazines he can pick future draft picks from?
An uncoachable player.
Okay. That's great. Joe Banner's one of those guys. Like, you start a house fire and then walk by and go, who started this house fire? What's going on? Let me tell you why this house fire got started. Okay, thanks a lot, Joe.
Well, that's so, the thing today, though.
Talk about all the other teams, right, except the Browns, Joe.
Just for us, it's hard to go after anybody when our situation is as dire and looks as bad as it is, and they look like the worst team in football.
Of course, I said his name, so I'm sure he'll make a phone call to the Marble Mouth coming up. But anyway, go ahead.
It's hard to, and anybody that rips the Browns right now, I can't take shots at. I think we've lost the right to take shots at anybody.
True.
Who rips about what's going on with our situation.
Yeah, except for guys that helped cause it in back of the day. Can I not?
I think people are more upset with our guys than the people talking about our guys.
I'm more upset with our guys than I am Joe Banner.
I see it every time.
To be reminded of that.
No, just that anytime like Mike Lombardi says something about the Browns or everybody around the league. I mean, they're all saying bad things about the Browns right now. And people want us to slam our guys. And I'm just thinking about, like you said, the next thing is Ken Dorsey gets fired. Or is it Ken Dorsey takes over the play calling?
I didn't say Joe Banner was wrong for what he said. I just said I don't want to hear it from Joe Banner. That's all.
Do you think Ken Dorsey, getting back to this, do you think Ken Dorsey, it was more likely to get fired or promoted right now?
Fired.
I don't know.
Well, you've brought this up. You brought it up at the end of last week, and you're bringing it up today. I think they're back ass words if they do that, though.
They're going to hand him...
I mean, they should have started with him calling the plays, and then if we're in this situation...
Yeah, probably.
Kev goes, now, hey, I'm going to take it over.
Yeah, I thought
these are his plays, though, right? Does the guy calling the plays right now know the plays? Does the guy running the plays right now know the plays? It doesn't appear to be that way on either.
Well, you found
Does the quarterback understand the plays? Does he know where the reads are? Yeah.
Who was it who said you want him to...
Do the guys running the routes know why they're running the routes and not just what routes they are?
Who was the first guy? Was it Parcells who said you want him to cook the dinner, let him shop for the groceries?
Yes.
It's the same thing, except it's even worse because you're having a philosophical difference in what plays to call, for crying out loud. Guys, the Browns want him to run these plays. He's not capable of running the plays. The offense is not capable of running the plays. They didn't spend too much time together the preseason.
This is the crazy thing.
They didn't spend too much time in the preseason to run those plays together. I don't think they're physically capable of it. I don't think he's physically capable of carrying the plays out.
But
I don't think any of them are capable of doing anything.
This is the problem. Aren't we saying that Stefanski's offense, where the quarterback is under center and play action fake is a huge part of the game. Didn't we say that that's not what Watson's game is? So now he's out of the shotgun almost exclusively, and now we're saying he can't run those.
You're telling me to believe all the people who are calling in, that's they look at this as their smoking gun to get Stefanski fired. It's professional football. We'll get there eventually, guys. Of all the people who are telling me that this head coach needs to go, of all people, he is the only coach in football history that needs a bad quarterback to run his offense. He's the guy. Everybody else needs a good quarterback to run their offense. He doesn't need a good quarterback. He needs a bad quarterback to run his offense.
Specifically
bad,
yeah.
What about in Indianapolis? Do they need a bad quarterback to run their offense?
Well, he's got a bad quarterback.
Who? No.
Stefanski has a bad quarterback playing football for him right now.
See, you're seeing the reasoning. You have the reasoning of it. The people who don't see reason, they just want to blame it on the head coach. So Deshaun Watson's a good quarterback, but he's looking like a bad quarterback because the head coach made him look bad, even though the other quarterbacks that have played for him haven't looked bad.
Yeah, because they listen to what's going on the field and do the plays that are called and not freelance it. I always thought the thing that made Deshaun different from everyone else was his freelance ability, but right now it's not working.
No, it's not. And when we were looking at it last week, like I didn't have a good feeling about it last week because they lost. I had to be honest with everybody and say, if he plays like that, he's not getting replaced. And people got mad because no one's happy right now, so we're going to get mad at every word that comes out of everybody's mouth. But if he played like that, he's not getting replaced. But he was playing like that in chaos. Chaos is not a plan to steer towards. Nobody wants that. No, for the love of God, can we stop being so simplistic and stupid about this? Well, Patrick Mahomes, they don't want to do it. That's why they go offensive linemen. That's why they went and got Creed Humphrey years ago. That's why they do what they do. And by the way, when their offensive line isn't that good because they have injuries, he gets rid of the ball faster. Can we get our heads out of our ass and think about this for a moment that it is a team game still and Mahomes needs the guys around him. And Josh Allen does need some of the guys around him. Like, it isn't that hard to figure out. Like, they're the first ones to say it and we just think, well, it's just lip service because they're the great players, but a quarterback has to say those things. No, because a lot of the great quarterbacks know that it's true. They know it's true.
I mean, I am going to default.
He's got a full complement of people around him. He's got a healthy, relatively healthy offensive line. Look what he's doing down there.
Yeah, I mean, I get asked all the time, and we get asked on this station about, well, if you know what hit the fan, would you say goodbye to the coach or the quarterback? And normally, when you have a really good quarterback or a quarterback who's shown signs of being really good, it's always the coach that goes. In this case, I've seen Stefanski coach really good offenses. I haven't seen the quarterback play good quarterbacking, NFL great quarterbacking. I haven't seen it in 5 years now. I mean, it's that every day we get further away from that. I think the one that has more credibility in that locker room is Stefanski. Now, maybe neither do. Maybe guys are rolling their eyes at everything that comes out of Stefanski's mouth. But they most recently had a great run with Stefanski. Nobody here in that building has had a great run with Deshaun Watson.
We will find out soon enough, Anthony. I guarantee you we will, because they're not good at hiding their emotions. The head coach is. Everybody else isn't. And they'll start to point fingers.
Oh, Jerry Jeudy looked miserable yesterday. Oh, yeah. And I know he dropped the best throw of maybe Watson's career
last week against
since
Vegas,
he's been in Cleveland.
Last week against Vegas, we could say, hey, that's a guy trying to pick up another guy and figure these things out. This week, it was explainable with the 12 men in the huddle. We'll get there. We'll get to something on the sideline that they can't hide anymore. I guarantee you.
See, Amari
because
Cooper,
these are professionals, and they don't do embarrassment very well.
I mean,
they're
going to
go
Cooper,
out there against Philadelphia, and if they get embarrassed out there with Philadelphia, with those fans yelling at them, someone's going to say something that maybe a lot of guys have been thinking for a long time.
Amari Cooper was shaking his head after the first deep ball that was nowhere close to anybody. Mm-hmm. He was already shaking.
Too, huh?
And then they showed at the end
that
of the first
the
half,
notes.
As they were going to commercial break at the end of the first half, it was Deshaun looking, you know, frustrated, rightfully so. Nothing's going well, but also Amari Cooper too. Like the body language, and you don't need the body language. You can look at the score,
yeah.
But the body language is just getting worse and worse and worse. These guys do not believe.
Nope.
Our only question is it the coach they don't believe in, or the quarterback, or what sucks and what is probably the reality? Both.
I know them and the coach went to the playoffs last year. The other guy was sitting in the upper deck in L.A.
Well. What did Amari Cooper call Joe Flacco last year in a press conference in December? A faith multiplier?
Yeah.
Is anybody saying that about Deshaun Watson
was it
right
a faith
now?
Multiplier? Was that the word faith? I forget what it was. Yeah. There you go.